The economic downturn has spread even to Dubai, one of the world's fastest growing cities. The Dubai Exchange dropped more than 5% today. It's down 70% this year. The property market is really hurting. Today, the government tried to allay investors' concerns. It said it will take over the country's two biggest mortgage lenders. It seemed to be an acknowledgement that Dubai's five-year construction boom, worth $500 billion, has gone bust. Ben Gilbert reports on the Emirates' battered real estate sector.
Jean-Pierre Senegal opens the shades in his 19th floor office.
Here, the sea view. We have Jumeirah, sea view, and on the backside, the World Project.
He reveals a view of the sea and some of Dubai's billion-dollar projects. The Burj Dubai, the islands shaped like palm trees, and the world's first seven-star hotel. Like hundreds of thousands of Europeans, Iranians, and Americans, the 29-year-old Frenchman came to Dubai a few years ago to make money in the Emirates' red-hot real estate market. He says it used to be easy to sell property.
Because before it was more about making profits in few days, few weeks, few months. At the beginning of Dubai, it was in one day. You can buy the property in the morning and sell it the afternoon.
Now, Senegal says sales are down 40%. The global financial crisis has put a scare into banks here. Banks that were allowing buyers to put 5% down have raised that to 50%. Some have stopped lending altogether. And with no credit, no one is buying. Across from Senegal's office is the towering Burj Dubai, the tallest building in the world. The largest developer in the Middle East, called Emaar, built it. And the company lost 60% of its value on Dubai's stock exchange earlier this month. In the nearby Emirates Mall, where shoppers gawk at skiers on the mall's famous indoor ski slope, Paul Allen, who runs a Dubai property website, says the market has been hit hard.
It has stalled. If you are a real estate company that is underfunded, there's a good chance you're going under in the next 2 to 3 months.
Allen just conducted a survey of Dubai real estate agents and found that half haven't sold a property in the past month. That's evident downstairs at one of the many kiosks that sell apartments and villas. A Lithuanian real estate agent, who didn't want his name used, stood in front of a sprawling scale model of a luxury residential project.
So last time we've sold a unit, I think it was half a year ago.
Economists have long been saying that Dubai's property market was overheated and would slow down, but not this dramatically. There's still some demand for housing. Rents haven't gone down at all. Many people here say the slowdown will rein in inflation and weed out short-term speculators. Allen says that opinion's shared by many of the real estate brokers he polled.
77% of them believe within 3 to 6 months the market will turn around. So despite there being very, very short-term pain, medium to long-term, everybody seems to be pretty optimistic. This crisis is here today. It will pass. It might take a while, but it will pass. Once you understand that, so long as you don't have to sell your property, you're okay. Don't.
But at the moment, the mood here ranges from gloomy to frantic. Some economists say their biggest fear is a cycle where the property market remains frozen, leading to more layoffs in construction and glutting the market with housing. Lower tourism, retail spending, and trade projections for the next year would only compound the problems. And although the United Arab Emirates oil wealth guarantees Dubai will survive, declining oil prices haven't helped to reassure anyone here about their future. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert, Dubai.